So today we'll have a very interesting time together, and because I believe the theme really struck my heart, this theme from today's Torah portion, and I want to share with you. And I would like to ask you to read with me the scriptures, because we'll have some questions there. We'll dig in some parts. So I need your attention and your help. So this theme, today's Torah portion, gives us an instructive and very beautiful picture of how the believer who the Lord has called, so we are talking only about believers here, is to deal with the major crisis that we all face in this life. This is a great lesson for us. So I would like to ask, do you know anyone on this earth who never experienced troubles and trials in his life? This means no, yeah, English. Okay, I'm glad. I know in some languages this means yes. So no, of course, everyone. I have a question. Why did crises happen to us? Maybe something wrong with our faith or our life. Why has it happened with us? Of course not. It's not about our faith or our presence in the Lord. Scripture tells us that there will be crises in the life of every believer. This is part of our lives. It's actually part of every life on this earth, including believers and not believers, doesn't matter. We're all going together through crises. And especially so then God has a call upon our life. At such a time, we will definitely run into spiritual opposition with which will cause change to our character and influence our view of life. But that can be good for us and should be good for us. The time of crisis, actually, it's good for us. And for example, do you know why a ship stays on the surface of the water? Because it's opposition from the water. Ships actually experience crisis always, but it's good. Why we can see that birds fly in the sky? Because of opposition of the wind. But what would happen if opposition disappear? With the bird, with the everything. You see, no resistance, it means big problem. Big problem. And now consider that would happen in the life of a person who never encounters difficulties. Can you imagine such person? Golden boy. Never nothing happened. Everything's fine. Great and okay. Such a boring life. Miserable, boring life. Actually, it's not a life. It's a dream. So we need to experience resistance. This is part of our life, daily life. We need resistance for our spiritual life, for our daily life. We need to face obstacles. We need to encounter challenges so that we can learn how to deal with difficult times in our life. And it's good, it's normal, it's healthy. Nothing wrong with it. It doesn't mean that you don't have faith or your faith is wrong. It means this is the great time to practice your faith. The best time to give glory to the Lord, you know when? Before the Red Sea. And also after the Red Sea. Actually, and in the middle of Red Sea. Always. You know, we are people and we know how it's happened. Sometimes we are afraid before, scared in the middle, and praise the Lord in the end. Yeah. So, let me ask, what is the best response when one faces a difficult circumstances? I mean, it's a lot of response. I found three most interesting. First, he could have a rabbit reaction. You know rabbit reaction? A rabbit in English. A rabbit. I'm with you. Rabbit's reaction. Run! The second reaction, you know, ostrich reaction. Bury his head in the sand. Boom. Nothing happened. I'm not there. At least part of me not there. And have you ever tried to run with your head in the sand? I did. It's a very hard thing to do in the spiritual understanding. Try to don't see and try to run in the same time. I mean, it's painful. And the biblical way of dealing with difficulties is very simple but very important. To place our confidence in God and confront the problem that is before us with the Lord. And actually, we are human beings and several options are natural for us, all of us. I mean, I speak about myself. I like to run from the problem. I like to put my head in the sand. I mean, I like these things. It's the first reaction I have. But, you know, after time, you develop the habit. You're trying to look for the Lord, to pray to Him, to find a way out of this problem. Only with him. So Shaul, or Rabbi Shaul, or Apostle Paul, he gave great answer in the Ephesians chapter 3:16. And actually, this is very interesting, important verse here. I pray that from his glorious riches, he would grant you to be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Ruach. You remember, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So only way through the spirit of the Lord. And today's Torah portion, we find wonderful example of the difficult situation and the victory in the Lord. I want to read it from Genesis chapter 32, chapter 32 from the verse 7. So let's open with me. Genesis chapter 32 from the verse 7. And please dig with me because it's so important to remember. So the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we went to your brother, to Esau, and he is also coming to meet you. So stop here. So Jacob, he's returning to his home with everything he has, two wives. He fought for one wife, but he actually got two wives, one extra. So now he's meeting with brother, and I mean, first part of the news is great. Brother is coming to meet you. But the next part, and 400 men with him. Ooh, scary. Where's the woman? Why only men? Where's the women? So this is the way to say to him, be careful, 400 men with weapon are coming to meet you. It will be very warm greeting. Very warm time. So Jacob became extremely afraid. And I would like to point here, extremely afraid. It was so serious. Probably it was the biggest problem in his life. No father who would protect him, no mother, nobody. Him and his enemy. And you know, when brother became to be enemy, it's very dangerous. It's difficult. And distressed. So he was under great oppression, distressed and afraid. He divided the people with him, along with the flocks and herds and camels, into two camps. So what I want to say here. So Jacob is between a rock and a hard place. He's in the middle, right there. Crisis. If you're looking for crisis, this is the crisis, actually. He's facing an insurmountable problem. He is no longer in control of his life. He is not in control. Nothing can he do. He has children, wives. He has everything. And now his life, everything is on the dangerous place. So Laban was behind him, his great father-in-law. He loved him so much. He worked for his wife for so many years. I mean, all the memories probably like flash up in him. So it means slavery, mental and physical defeat, and possibility to fulfill the Lord of God in his life, the will of God in his life. Slavery behind him and death in front of him. Nowhere to go. Surely, this was the most critical crisis Jacob has ever faced in his life. The most critical time. So, I know we have our different crises in our life, and I know what a huge, most difficult crisis, biggest crisis. You know what crisis? It's my crisis. Because I faced with this crisis. You can say about yourself the same. So let's read about the reaction of Jacob. This is from the verse 25. So Jacob from the verse 25. So Jacob remained all by himself. He sends all everything, everyone. And now he is by himself, nobody with him. By himself, alone. Then a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. Verse 26. When he saw that he had not overcome him, he struck the socket of his hip. So he dislocated the socket of Jacob's hip when he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn has broken." But he said, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." Then he said to him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he said. Then he said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but rather Israel. For you have struggled with God and with man, and you have overcome." Such a beautiful words. Such a beautiful words. Then Jacob asked and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "What's this? You are asking my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob named this place Peniel. It means Peniel, face of God, face of the Lord. "Because, for I've seen God face to face, and my life has been spared." Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed by Peniel, limping because of his hip. So the moment of truth had come to Jacob. So two things I would like to show here. First, he was alone in the place that he later called Peniel, face of God, face of God. Let's say together, face of God. Alone, face of God. Nobody, him and the Lord, face of God. And second thing, he fought with the Lord. And I would like to explain how he fought with the Lord. I mean, it's hard to imagine. But in the Hosea chapter 12, verse 4, we can find the answer in the Bible. Yes, he wrestled with the angel and won. And how? He wept and sought his favor. So he actually not wrestled, he wept. He cried. He was praying. So Jacob came to a place of a complete solitude. For him, the game was over. Nowhere to go. It's done. He's cooked. He could not longer trust and rely on his own strength. Not anymore. It's not the time that he could be brave or, you know, say, I'm strong and let's go against 400 men with weapon. It's difficult. Ahead of him, death, behind slavery. He had nowhere to go, nowhere to hide, nowhere except one place. Face of the Lord. The only place he could go was Peniel. And this is the main point of my message today. I mean, no forward, nor back, nowhere, only one place. Face to face with the Lord, by himself, without anybody. Anybody. When you have no other place where it's still a place, there is still a place where you can search the face of God. A place where you can pray, you can fight, you can beg, Peniel. There is a place where you can get answers from the one who can answer every argument, clarify every concern, quiet every quarrel, mediate every matter, process every problem. There is always a place where you can find the face of God. Always. Always. Because of Yeshua. Amen. And you know what I noticed here? I would like to step back. For some people, a crisis is the end of everything. End of life. Some people couldn't handle the problem and couldn't handle of crisis. But for some people, crisis becomes an opportunity to grow, to change for better, to glorify the Lord. Let's remember Moses. Through crisis, he became to be Moses, which we know today, Moses, the greatest prophet. Through crisis. Let's remember Joseph. He became to be Joseph, and we know him only through crisis. If no crisis, he would be great boy. And it's all. But through crisis of his life, he decided to search the Lord, to dig for him, to ask, to pray, and he won. He became to be Joseph. And let's remember Golgotha. This was the moment of crisis for Yeshua, for all people on the earth. And Yeshua won. He is our Savior through Golgotha. I believe the same in our life. The Lord is calling us to be bold, to find the face of the Lord, to go through crisis, not to be sink in the water of problems or depression or anything. We called to seek the face of the Lord. Peniel, face of the Lord. You know what's interesting? I believe that Jacob was called by God. And more than anything else, he valued his birthright. He paid great price for his birthright. He was called. He was going with the Lord through all his life. And he knew if he continued to follow the Lord, he will have been able to accomplish his calling. And I believe it was the time when he asked, Lord, okay, I'm here because you told me to go here. What's happening now? Enemy in front of me and behind me, but you called me to go. And he searched the Lord. And he found the Lord. It's a beautiful picture. He knew where to run to the Lord. The only place to run to the Lord. So let's read later. I mean, I like this place. I like this story. From the verse 29. And he said, from now on, your name will not be Jacob. The Lord speaking to Jacob. But Israel, for you have fought with God, and you will overcome man. Jacob also asked, saying, say your name. And he said, why do you ask my name? And blessed him there. So the Lord came to him and answered his prayers. He delivered him. But I would like to see how. I mean, beautiful picture here. So what was the answer for this problem? Verse 26. When he saw, the Lord saw that he had not overcome him, he struck the socket of his hip. So he dislocated the socket of Jacob's hip, when he rested with him. I mean, wow, what an unexpected way to answer. Who would like to receive such answers? Lord, I want to... Now I couldn't walk. Why? Please remember it. The most important thing to note that is that for Jacob, circumstances have not changed for the better. It was even for worse. Now he couldn't run. Before, maybe he could flee from 400 men, I'm not sure. But now, I couldn't run. On the contrary, the Lord heard Jacob's heap so that he could not escape from the problem. He couldn't run anymore. But this is the most important thing here. Although Jacob's circumstances have not changed, Jacob has, his heart has changed. And now the Lord changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And you know, when the name changed, it means he is changed. His heart has changed. His inner being changed by the presence and power of the Lord. He was Jacob, and he received answers. You know what? You couldn't run from the problem anymore. Now you Israel. You will overcome. And what's interesting, so the Lord does not remove problem from him. He doesn't remove Esau. He doesn't remove Laban. He doesn't remove the problems. But he created a new person. He gave him power to overcome. Actually, you know, this was his brother. And the Lord prepared a new way to resolve problem. Peace by the power of the Lord. And old Jacob, he wasn't unable to do that. He would fight, he would kill his brother. I don't know what he would do. Or flee again somewhere. Find a few more wives somewhere. But In this case, the Lord gave him power to overcome. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful picture, beautiful picture. Victory comes first in the Jacob's heart. And only then to Jacob's physical world. And this is how the Lord is doing his work. First, Peniel, face of the Lord, struggling with the Lord, fight with the Lord, I mean prayer, time with him. Second, change of your heart, and then victory comes to your heart and to physical world, through you, around you. It's so beautiful. So, in the end, Jacob became Israel. He earned a name change. He came face to face with the greatest test of his life, and he won. He won. It's so good. So we have future, we have hope, we have faith. We have way to victory through Peniel. So what a great lesson for all of us here. We want the Lord to take away the crisis from us, defeat our enemies, level the mountains and dry the seas for us. And sometimes it's happened. Sometimes he did it, he does it. But sometimes instead of that, the Lord changes our hearts, gives us another name. And we have new names on heaven, you know, new names. So when we see our faces in the mirror, but I can tell you, you are different. You are called by the Lord. You have great anointing on you, great calling on you. You don't know it yet. I don't know it yet. He has for you something beautiful, new name for you. So when you're afraid in the same situation, I believe is a power from the Lord to overcome your fear. If you're under the press, I believe is the power from the Lord for you to overcome this press. I don't know, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Do you remember Gideon? He was so afraid. In the end, he won. Do you remember Samson? He took the dry bone and he made victory. Sometimes you feel like this dry bone in the hands of the Lord. But he can do everything. I mean, he's the Lord. Amen. He's the Lord. Now we will be able to pass through the sea, and we will be able to order the mountains to part from us. And I want to read it from Matthew chapter 21, the beautiful words of Yeshua. Yeshua answered them, "Amen, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, trust in, and you shall receive." Words of Yeshua, the same Lord who saved us. It's beautiful. You may consider the victory already won, because you're already winners. Yeshua has already won a victory for us when he purchased our redemption. This is the victory from the Lord for every one of us. There was a moment in history when Yeshua said, "It is finished." Ever since that moment, we may consider it done. It's finished. It's paid for. Yeshua paid for us. He won. And he gave us victory. Can you imagine these words? I mean, you have place there. Every one of us, we have place there. Beautiful. Each of us needs our personal Penuel, our meeting place with the Lord. We need a place to search and beg him to show us the way, change us, fill us with faith so that we can overcome the obstacles before us. This is the first thing. Lord, change me. Show me the way. Help me to follow you. For a believer, any crisis is an opportunity to glorify God, to face up to challenges, to conquer obstacles, to learn, to have a change of heart. It's an opportunity. And I would like to stop here and open one more question, because this is so, it's together. It's so important. Beautiful picture here. The second beautiful picture. And I think we will not see whole story without this second picture. No, not this one. I'm sorry, not yet. So many of you see the pictures like, no, first picture, please. First, yeah. Do you remember this? I mean, do you saw this picture before? Bible of Doré, I believe, yeah? He writes, I mean, he did it. So when people read this place, the scripture, I mean, this first came to our mind. Huge angel, small Jacob, they're wrestling. I mean, looks like Jacob should be a very strong wrestler. I mean, can you imagine? Champion, probably. To wrestle with the angel, I mean, of course it's impossible. Of course. But this is the picture that comes to our mind. But I think it's wrong picture. The next picture is right. This is. I see the different picture there. This picture. This Jacob asking for Lord, begging him, crying for him. He won the Lord not by his might and power, but by prayer, but by tears, by his heart. He pured his heart. He opened his heart. So what is the question here? It is impossible to see God. And you remember that Jacob told in the chapter 32, I want to read it here. Verse 31. So Jacob named the place Penuel. Why? "For I've seen God face to face." And actually, when he said God, it said there Elohim. Clearly, God. "I saw Elohim face to face, and my life has been spared." I'm still alive. Miracle. So I believe that nobody can see the Father and face of Father and still alive. It's impossible. Scriptures say about it. You couldn't see the face of Father. So if it's not Father, who it was? It's very obvious here. In the Hosea, it said, he wrestled with the angel and won. Angel, in Hebrew, malach, it means also messenger. And many times when you see in the scriptures, angel of the face of the Lord, it speaks about Mashiach, Yeshua. And this is the main issue here, main question for us. So Jacob met with Yeshua face to face. Yeshua took part in his life. And it's so great here. So great. Why? Because Yeshua came to Jacob and made his name Israel by himself. For me, this is the very special moment. Why? Because even in the darkest moment of Jacob's life, Yeshua did not leave Jacob. He was there. He did not send angels instead of him. He did not send powers or principalities or anything. Himself. He came to Jacob during his crisis. Him, the Lord of all, Mashiach, Messiah. The Lord's love for us is greater than we can understand. And his compassion for us is great. Think about Peter, this picture here. You see, it's Peter. It's very obvious too. When he walked on the water, believing Yeshua's word. But when Peter lost his focus, directed his attention to the wind and waves, and he began to be afraid, he began to sink into the sea. And at that moment, Peter was expecting to become a victim of the wind and waves. He gave up. Nothing could I do. He just started to scream, Yeshua, help me. I'm sinking here. He completely forgot that the Almighty God himself was with him, Yeshua. Not an angel, no. Not a power, not a good man, not a rabbi, but the Lord himself, Elohim. He saw him face to face. This was Penuel, face of the Lord. And Yeshua approached him and stretched out his hand and saved Peter. So the same with Jacob here, the same picture. As it reminds us, when there is crisis in our life, we often forget that Yeshua is near, but he promised that he will not leave us and will not forget us, never, with his promise. I would like to stop here because we don't have much time, but I would like to remind you, and I want to stop in this moment, that Yeshua always in our boat. He is with us. He's always forgiving. He's always accepting us. He's ready to forgive us when we ask for forgiveness. And I believe when we are going through crisis, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid that something wrong with our faith or with the Lord or something going on. We need to be sure that the Lord is with us. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's difficult. We want to run. We want to hide. But this is why we are here together as a community of believers. On this prayer meeting, we heard so many good testimonies of healing Igor in Ukraine. You remember that miracle? The Lord healed him, actually almost resurrected him from death. He was ready to die. The Lord is doing his miraculous work here in this place. This is why we're together. So please remember, Yeshua in our boat, he's with us. He told us, two or three, and I'm with you. So let's stop here. I want to pray. Lord, thank you for your love, for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your power to go through everything in our lives, Lord. And Lord, specifically, especially, Lord, I ask for those who are in the midst of difficulties right now, in the midst of crisis, Lord. Please bless all of us, Lord. Bless everyone who needs your, and please give your protection, Lord. Give your mercy, Lord. And remind every one of them that you are with them, Lord, by your Spirit, by your presence. Thank you for your healings, Lord. Thank you for miracles, Lord. Thank you for everything you are doing in our lives, Lord, in our congregation. Lord, we love you. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. And thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you for Thanksgiving, Lord, for time to remember everything you are doing for us, already done for us. Thank you. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand. Let's close our service with a Aaronic benediction. Yes, please find somebody, not be alone, please. We are the congregation of believers together. Let's pray. Rain are singing with us. Aaronic benediction. Yeah. Glorify the Lord. Yeverech Adonai. Veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vihunecha Issa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.